Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The UConn men's basketball team had a really exciting win in Boston on Saturday over BYU, then seventh ranked. UConn moved up in the AP poll to 3. And then tomorrow night at Gamble, they're playing number 4, according to the AP poll, Arizona. So it's a 3-versus-4 matchup, non-conference here in November. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I think you can watch it at 7 on FS1. David Borges, who covers for CT Insider, has done it for years, covers UConn, has a new book out, Hurley's Heroes, UConn's Return to College Basketball's Elite. It just came out this month, available on Amazon. So we'll talk about the book. We'll talk about UConn. He joins us now on Brian and Company. David, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. How's things?
Things are good. Welcome to basketball season, and I appreciate, you know, we always love talking to you during the season. And I'm just curious about the game on Saturday first. What was the environment like? You know, everyone says Boston's a pro sports town. They don't support BC that much. But from the television perspective, where I was sitting on my couch, it seemed like a pretty good environment.
Yeah, no, it was loud. It was very, you know, pro-UConn, as you'd expect. There certainly were, there was a good amount of BYU fans there. I was impressed by that. But no doubt UConn had the overwhelming majority of fans. And when UConn, you know, built up a big lead and hit some big threes and things like that, the building was very loud.
Was it full?
Yeah, it looked like it. Not even sure what the announced attendance was, but, you know, I didn't see too many empty seats, if any.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't see any shots that showed them either, but, you know, it was, it felt like it was a good atmosphere. Clearly was a pro UConn, as you would expect. Now, in terms of, you know, what you saw so far, they came out of the gate a tiny bit sluggish, like the first 2 minutes, and then they built up a pretty big lead up to like 20 points or so. And then, man, BYU made it crazy close at the end. It's almost like you felt like they got the W, but gave Hurley a lot of things that to work on. What was your overall perspective of what you saw on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's, in a way, it was kind of a good thing, the best of both worlds. They end up with the victory. They looked really good for about, you know, 25, 30 minutes. And then they gave Hurley enough to criticize and work on, you know, over these next few days before the Arizona game. You know, what happened was really, to me, the biggest problem was they got in foul trouble.
Right.
You know, Jaden Ross fouled out, Jalen Stewart ended up with 4 fouls. Those are the 2 guys who were guarding A.J. DeBancha and doing a very good job early on. And then he really went off late in the second half. To me, as great as he is and as good a player as A.J. DeBancha is, potential number one draft pick, I thought his 25 points were a little empty the other night. Now, he made some great shots and tough shots, but I think part of it was, you know, UConn was in such foul trouble, which was their UConn's fault, of course, but he was able to kind of do what he wanted out there. But, yeah, so really, by and large, an impressive victory, but plenty of things to to worry about. There were some careless turnovers as well. Things for Hurley to work on over these next few days.
Yeah, I got a couple quick questions here. We're always tight on time. David Borges, CT Insider, joining us here on Brian and Company. Again, the book, Hurley's Heroes, UConn's Return to College Basketball Elite. Number one, the kid who seemed like he was in Hurley's doghouse, Silas DeMary, the guy who came over from Georgia, he had a good game. I was a little worried about him, but he seemed like he fit in.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't see. I understand what you said, because Hurley's post-game comments the other night sounded maybe worse than they really were. He was just indicating that he's tough. He's going to be hard on Silas because he has to be, because he needs him to be the leader, be a point guard. He's new to the program. He's, Tristan Newton took some time to get in the swing of things, and he's kind of a Tristan Newton type player. So I don't think he was necessarily in his doghouse. But yeah, he played really well. He was the MVP of the game, and he's a terrific player. He looked really good.
Listen, in terms of comparisons, it's impossible. I mean, like, even though they got a big guy, there's no Donovan Clingan and Castle. It's hard to compare, but the feel of this team feels a little bit better than last year. I'm just curious, you know, go back to the two championship teams and then last year. How do you feel at this point this team feels?
Well, it does resemble a lot the two championship years in the sense that you do have two of seven-footer coming off the bench as Donovan Clingan, with different type of player. And so far, not quite as effective, but I think Eric Reiber, the seven-foot freshman, will be good for them. Really dominant, low post force. Terrace Reed Jr., I think, is really one of the very best bigs in the country. You know, the big point guard like DeMary, the shooter like Solo Ball, he hasn't shot well yet. And, of course, Alex Caravan is Alex Caravan. He's shot great. He's played as well as he ever has. So there's a lot of similarities in those championship teams. And the difference between last year's team is that the point guard play has been a lot better. And the defense so far has been pretty good, too.
So before we get to the book, tomorrow night, obviously against Arizona, it's a great non-conference early season matchup, 3-4. I don't know anything about Arizona. The questions are, how does the matchup work? And also, how much do you read into these early season non-conference games?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, they're important because, let's face it, the Big East isn't necessarily a world beater this year. A lot of tough losses from Big East teams early on this season. So UConn's got a great non-conference schedule, and they've got to really make hay there because the Big East schedule might not provide them with a whole lot of opportunities. Arizona's got two really good freshmen, Cole Pete, who scored 30 on the defense. Arizona beat Florida, the defending national champion, and then they beat UCLA in L.A., so they have probably the best resume of any team in the country right now. Cole P scored 30 on Florida. He hasn't done a whole lot since then. One other thing to look at that might be of interest is on the Arizona bench, LeBron James' son Bryce is on the team, but he's not playing, and he may redshirt. So I wouldn't necessarily expect to see LeBron in the house tomorrow night. But That's just kind of a little interesting note there.
Yeah, anytime you got a LeBron kid in there, it's a good little nugget. So the book is Hurley's Heroes, UConn's Return to College Basketball's Elite. Just came out this month. You can get it on Amazon. Just talk about the book. You know what? You don't want you to give away too much, but you know what's the premise of the whole book?
Well, the original premise, I wanted to write something after they had won their second straight title. I wanted to write a kind of a look at the journey towards a potential three-peat, and whether, if they accomplished that, what a great story. But even if they fell short, which they did, still probably a great story. And it was, because last year was just crazy with so many ups and downs and pitfalls and things like that. But ultimately, they decided, they just kind of more or less a synopsis of Dan Hurley's first 7 years at UConn. But, and the book really focuses mainly on the two championship years, and then last year's quest for a three-peat. But everything's in there in terms of 7 years of Hurley, and you know, I was there for all of it, and you know, it's been an interesting, fascinating ride so far.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that it's been 7 years. And congratulations. I mean, we were talking earlier, you know, and there's some great UConn writing out there. You got Hurley's own book came out earlier in the year. You have Dom with, of course, Coach Calhoun, and then this book. So everything's covered. And it takes a lot, you know, with your job and family and stuff to write a book. So congrats on it.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It was really fun to do. And, yeah, I do think you have three books that are different in scope that people would enjoy reading.
Yeah, holiday season. Go to Amazon. Listen, have a great time tomorrow night, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, Brian. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. David Borges from CT Insider joining us here. And again, the book is Hurley's Heroes, UConn's Return to College Basketball's Elite. I mean, that's the type of thing, like, my father-in-law's huge UConn fan. Perfect. Perfect for the holidays. Easy. Easy peasy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.